Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question number 13. So it is about Q13. How do you define being in real contact? Is it just about honest sharing? I see a longing to connect deeply with a partner and I don't feel that my current partner is able to do that. So this brings sadness in me. Is this a projection? We live in complete disconnect, you mean probably we live in separation since many years now, and this brings even more suffering and longing for a true connection. You ask, how do you define being in real contact? Is it just about honest sharing? Yes, absolutely. It's just about honest sharing. If we do that correctly, precisely, it brings us to a real deep connection. And this happens because the honest sharing structure forces us in a way to really say something about us, to really say what is going on inside of us. Usually we do empty gossip, we just talk nonsense about outside stuff. And if we do that, the other doesn't hear anything from us, from our core, from our experiences inside. And the honest sharing is a structure to avoid this kind of talking. So yes, it's about honest sharing only. This is enough for the whole transformation. You're right. I see a longing to connect deeply with a partner and I don't feel that my current partner is able to do that. Well, you can feel that. This is an idea. And you ask, is this a projection? And if you ask that, of course it is a projection. Otherwise you wouldn't ask. Because if you know it, you wouldn't ask. And it's not a feeling. It's about knowing it. And you know that as soon as you really ask, or as soon as you experience that your partner is doing the honest sharing. And if he doesn't do it, you have to ask if he's ready for that, if he wants that, if this is the intention of your partner, if he really wants a transformation, a deepening of the relationship, if he wants to go the spiritual path, the expansion of consciousness, and so on. You have to clarify that, and it means, if you are unsure, to really ask that. Do you want to deepen our relationship? Do we want to exchange our emotions? Do you really want the honest sharing? Do you want to do that with me? Yeah, you have to ask. So, and as long as you don't know that precisely, you have to project. Yeah, and then you say you feel. If you say you feel about anything on the outside, it means that you are projecting. And this is basically a strategy of the merging type. Instead of being in contact and getting real information, the one tries to feel things. But this is not possible. It's just ideas you have. It's not the reality. And then you say, we live in separation since many years now, and this brings even more suffering and longing for a true connection. There's no need to live in separation only for a single day. This is the revival of the childhood setting where you have been alone. The merging type has experienced connection loss. He or she tends to recreate such a setting in later on, again and again. And this is not necessary because you are surrounded by millions of people, and there are also millions of people who are absolutely ready and capable of a true and deep relationship. So it makes no sense to focus on a person who is not available or who doesn't want this kind of connection. You have really to stop that and focus on those people who are ready, who are already there in your life. And this is the difference between living in the childhood trauma and living in reality. If you live in the childhood trauma, it means you focus on a person who is not available, and by that you miss the contact, the real contact with the people that are right now in your life. And how you do that is that you don't get in a real contact to that people, by sharing what's inside of you, especially your emotions, and instead you project, you focus on an unavailable person. So you live in the idea, in the hope of a relationship in the future, instead of realizing this relationship with these people who are already there. Yes, and of course, the people who are, for the merging tab, the people who are there and available are absolutely not interesting. They seem to be not attractive. Always the person who's not available, who's far away, is attractive. And this has to do with the childhood setting. But this is not the way. There's no solution. So it's about giving up the idea of having fulfillment with a person who is far away. And yeah, again, get in contact, talk and share with those people who are already there. This is the solution.